Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Matt Piper in New York. It's been another night of severe weather in the South. Tornadoes have reportedly touched down overnight in Mississippi. Storms already caused damage and power outages for hundreds of thousands. KWTV's Cameron Joyner has the latest on cleanup in the plains of Oklahoma.
Harper County Emergency Management says that nearly the entire town of Laverne is without power unless they have a backup generator. The town runs its own power grid. Efforts are underway to repair it, but officials say it could be several days before power is restored. Damaging winds took down trees and power lines, also impacting several buildings in town.
This weekend has also been filled with deadly gun violence across the country. Shootings have killed at least seven people and injured dozens more. Two people died when a man opened fire near a music festival in Washington State. Cairo TV's Brittany Toulis is there.
Grant County Sheriff's Office says the shooter shot in one place, walked away, and as police started to go after him, he started shooting again, this time randomly into the crowd. A deputy shot that person. The sheriff's office says the shooting happened at the campgrounds near the amphitheater.
Golfer Wyndham Clark has won his first majors championship at the U.S. Open. He says the memory of his late mother was on his mind during the tournament.
You know, I just wish she could be here and we can enjoy this. It's been a pretty amazing week because my mom lived in L.A. for a few years, and I've had some people come up to me and show pictures of my mom when they knew her back in her 20s and early 30s when she was living here.
When it comes to the economy, CBS's Mark Strassman says it's a mixed bag.
A 30-year fixed mortgage now averages just under 7%. More than a doubling in 2 years. Car loans, rates also now average roughly 7%, a 15-year high. And credit cards, typical rates on existing cards near 21%, the highest since 1994. Here's the flip side. So many Americans keep spending. Big ticket buys like cars may be encouraged by plunging gas prices.
Pope Francis used part of his weekly prayer to condemn the attack on a school in Uganda. Suspected extremist rebels killed at least 42 people, most of them students. Some were burned and others were hacked to death. President Biden heads to Palo Alto, California on the federal holiday to tour coastal wetlands and tout his administration's investments in climate commitments. This week, his administration is launching a $575 million climate resistance regional challenge aimed at helping communities become better able to withstand extreme weather and other impacts of climate change. This is CBS News.
Hiring is a lot easier with Indeed. Their powerful platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Nissan knows when designing cars, inspiration can come from unexpected places, like the samurai sword that inspired the roofline on the 2023 Nissan Z and the warrior helmet that inspired the grille design on the 2023 Nissan Frontier. Every detail is designed to get your heart racing because Nissan knows that thrill isn't just about 0 to 60. Thrill should start the moment you see a car. Nissan dares to break the mold to design unique cars that make every mile exciting.
Next up, Straight Talk from Doug.
Ever notice that saying no offense is offensive? Like, no offense, but you're overpaying for your wireless. See? Offensive.
That's the Straight Talk talking. Get unlimited plans as low as $35 a month from Straight Talk on America's most reliable 5G network. Available at Walmart and Walmart.com. On the $35 plan, first 10 gigabytes data at high speed, then 2G speeds. Refer to the latest terms at StraightTalk.com. Based on most first place ranking, Root Metrics, second half 2022 assessments of 125 metros. Experiences vary, not an endorsement.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Walks, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation. When it comes to achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Walks, a $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due to the negligence of a truck driver and his employer. Call Gingras Thompson & Walks today. 855-954-1186.
All in to win. Gingras Thompson & Walks. GTWLawyers.com.
Tired of low or no connectivity? Do you live in BTN, Bug Tussle Nowhere? We want to talk to you. Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet to the places others don't. No contracts, no data caps, truly unlimited internet. Call 877-227-0924.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Monday, June 19th. In Wood County, the Highway Infrastructure and Recreation Committee will meet at 9:15 in the County Boardroom, immediately followed by the Public Safety Committee meeting. The Wood County Board of Supervisors will then meet at 9:30. The Citizens Groundwater Group will meet at 2 at the River Block Building. The Wisconsin Rapids Common Council will meet at 6 p.m. in the Council Chambers at City Hall. They will discuss the Wisconsin Rapids Rail Feasibility Study. In Portage County, the Board of Adjustment will meet at 4. The Health and Human Services Board will meet at 4:30. The Stevens Point Common Council meeting will take place at 7. In Adams County, the Workplace Safety meeting will take place at 9 a.m. The Library Board will meet at 2. The City Finance Committee meeting will take place at 5. And the City Council will meet at 6. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy skies overnight with a low of 59. Winds out of the east, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tomorrow, slight chance for scattered thunderstorms, highs around 85. Lows around 58 tomorrow night. Dry with temperatures a bit above average Tuesday and Wednesday, and highs from the mid-80s to the upper 80s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 67.
Locally grown radio, your home for news talk and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Hello, Wisconsin. Welcome to the 11 o'clock hour of As Goes Wisconsin. I am your host, Kristen Bry, along with Jane Matinere. And while we spent the first hour largely talking about my anger over not funding childcare,
you're not
in
alone.
This state, we now move to a little bit older, still talking about kids, but now talking about how we feed kids once they're in schools. And so here to talk about that with us is Caitlin Harrison, who is the president of the School Nutrition Association of Wisconsin and the director of food service at the Elmbrook School District. Welcome to the show, Caitlin.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. I can certainly empathize with that previous conversation. I have two little girls and one on the way, so
you're pregnant too.
It's tough out there. Yeah.
What do you do? I'm due in October.
Excellent. I'm end of September. So
there you go. We're right around the same time. Oh, so you'll have three. And how three under how old?
5, 3. And then baby. Yeah. Crazy times.
Man. So you know the child care situation much more intimately than I do.
Yeah. It's tough out there. It's tough.
It is tough out there, but it is also tough as far as when we talk about school nutrition as,
absolutely.
You know, it's something that I think back on, like the milk, you know, we joke about the milk pouches and little carrots and stuff like that. And so I was so interested in this because I know for a while that there's been, since during the pandemic, there was talks about free lunch for all. And so I wanted to talk to you just kind of about, in general, where we're at with school nutrition in Wisconsin. So let's start at the very beginning and just kind of talk about what is school nutrition? What is the School Nutrition Association of Wisconsin?
Sure. So what we are is a collaborative of school nutrition professionals across the state. So that could be anywhere from somebody who's a dishwasher in a building to a cook to a manager or director. So any of those folks. Sometimes we see school business directors also join our association. So it's just a place for us to meet and have professional development. Our mission is to use our collaborative voice to advocate for quality nutrition for all children. So that has an impact across the board with whether it's a dishwasher, like I said, somebody on the serving line, or somebody like myself in a director position.
And so, I mean, you probably talk about this all the time, but for people who don't always, it's been a while either since they've had kids in school or they themselves have been in school. But what, like, can you explain how nutrition is such an integral part to education? Because I think sometimes people lose sight of that.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, I believe, and a lot of my colleagues and teachers, they can see it firsthand that a student can't learn in the classroom mm-hmm. unless they're prepared and have a meal in their stomach. A lot of times it's kind of a sad story, but a lot of times we see kids showing up on Monday morning who haven't had a meal literally all weekend.
Oh my God.
And they're their first contact. They're running in to see us for breakfast and they can't wait to come back for lunch. And so I always give the example, like, how would you be able to focus at your desk or at your job if you are starving? I know I get hangry and I cannot focus. And so think about those little kids who already have a challenged attention span. And all they can think about is how hungry they are. So really, we believe that we're the foundation of education because they can't do any of that learning until they have proper nutrition to fuel them for the day.
And what is the current status of nutrition in Wisconsin? Like, as far as both what is served, what is the kind of the obstacles to making sure that there is balanced meals available? And that's not even just the cost of them, but just kind of like what is served these days to make sure that they're getting a balanced meal?
Yeah. So if you are part of what is called the National School Lunch or School Breakfast Program, then you have to abide by certain regulations that the USDA sets forth. And so what that looks like in a high level is we have sodium restrictions. Everything we serve has to be whole grain rich. We have fat limitations. So saturated fat can't exceed 10% of our total calories. We cannot serve any trans fats. We have to serve an array of fruits and vegetables every week. And then of course there's calorie limits that we have to abide by depending on the age of the student. So there's a lot of work that goes in behind the scenes of feeding their kids, and making sure that they're getting a full healthy meal every day.
And so what, cause there's a new, I think legislation or at least a proposal as far as healthy school meals in all in Wisconsin for all mm-hmm. in Wisconsin. Can you talk more about that?
Yeah, absolutely. So, our association has been working on this for quite a while. Of course, over the COVID years, we had 2 years of funding that allowed us to serve every meal for free to students in the state of Wisconsin. And so then as of this school year, the 22-23 school year, that ended, that went away. So students were back to either paying full price or they had to qualify for their free or reduced meal benefit. And so we've been working since the end, and actually since before that, to advocate to make sure that every kid, regardless of income in the state, has access to a healthy, nutritious meal. We were really excited when Governor Evers included it in his budget proposal for the state, including some additional breakfast funding to make sure that we have the resources we needed to serve kids. Heartbroken the last couple of days as that was, of course, cut out amongst many other things. But we were just excited to see it in the budget and see that we had some backing of some of our state leaders. Unfortunately, you know, politics are politics, and I don't know how you could turn down a student and supplying them with a free meal, but here we are.
Here
so
we are.
That's kind of where we're at. Our state representatives who are very supportive of this are planning to reintroduce a bill in fall as the school year kicks off. So we're hoping to gain momentum until that point so that we can get more support. Healthy School Meals for All is a coalition that we work with in SNA Wisconsin to help get to all different aspects and all different organizations across the state to really build this up and make sure it happens.
Because it's one of those things where the actual logistics, I think people don't understand. And I only learned this through following this, because this has kind of been a conversation for a while. Like, we're recording our show from Waukesha right now, which, you know, famously made national news when their school board did not want to give handouts to kids. And then there was they reversed that decision. But yeah. Because what I read, and especially when I think it was a WPR article where you were quoted in it, that there was a family who, because as it is right now, there is an income threshold. As far as there was a hard income threshold that if you make this or less, you qualify for free or reduced lunch. If you make even $5 more, it's a hard cutoff. And you had a family that you had to cut off, right?
Yeah, unfortunately, there's more than just one family, and there's certainly families that we're just not aware of. But I believe the statistic is if you, as a family of four, make $35,000 and some change, you don't qualify for free or reduced price meals, which is wild to me because I think about my family of four and I can't even imagine trying to live off of that amount of money, let alone serving food to my kids. So it's very challenging. And we don't even hear about a lot of families who are too proud to apply for free or reduced meals, who you can see the income guidelines. So maybe they're making their own determination and not even applying. But there are so many stories like that, that families are just over that income guideline and there's no assistance for them, unfortunately.
Because then doesn't it all, because basically that's what it happens. If they don't qualify for those programs, even if they are not making a lot of money, it's either they still have to figure out how to pack a lunch, they have to pay for lunch, or kids just don't eat, right?
Yep, absolutely. And a lot of those students we see still coming to school hungry. And then that falls on the back of the schools, right? So it's either a school nutrition challenge or it's a school challenge, because I've seen countless teachers who go and buy granola bars or string cheese, or they have it in the office for a kid who comes in and complains that they have a stomach ache. Well, it's because they haven't eaten in how many hours or days. So it's not, there's still a cost to it, right? And somebody is footing that cost. It's just, why aren't we doing that as a whole for our state, and really impacting so many students that we know we miss? We couldn't even quantify that number because we don't force every family to apply for free or reduced meals. So there's certainly a bunch of families that could be qualifying and we're just unaware of that.
Because it's totally opt-in, right? And so it's like, but like you said, it's either pride or potentially not even knowing that it exists.
Absolutely. Yep, absolutely. So, you know, that's one of the things that we do is we try and promote our programs to the best of our ability. Unfortunately, it also takes work with our buildings and our districts to help spread that word and make sure that families are aware of what benefits are available to them too.
Our guest is Caitlin Harrison, who is the president of School Nutrition of the School Nutrition Association of Wisconsin and the director of food service at the Elmbrook School District. We got to take a short break. When we come back, I also just want to talk about the logistics and the obstacles it creates on the administration side, because it basically forces all of you to be like, you know, bookies who are coming after kids like school debt, which is like a terrible way, but it does, right? And so we'll talk more about the advantages of what this actually, if we would have funded it in the school, in the state budget, if we could get this passed in the next couple years, what that could look like for all kids, with our guest, Caitlin Harrison. But stick with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin, and we'll be back after the break. Get me released, me is all on the coroner's wig, and I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going, I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rosie, the queen of Corona. See you, me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See you, me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See you, me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, That's design.garden.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trygve Olson has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
Lows level off around 55 overnight under partly cloudy skies, easterly winds around 5 miles an hour. Highs level off around 82 tomorrow, sunny skies and calm. Clear skies and quiet again tomorrow night. Lows level off around 57. Ample sunshine expected Tuesday with daytime highs approaching 82. 84 Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 55 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute on 540 AM WAUK. This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
CBS News Brief. A tornado has ripped through Bay Springs, Mississippi. The sheriff there says it caused injuries, damaged homes, and downed power lines. Hundreds of thousands are still in the dark in the South. Michael Corbin is with the Southwestern Electric Power Company in Louisiana.
It's going to be tedious. There's a process involved because we often have to assess what needs to be done, get any trees out of the way, set new poles, then hang new wires.
Natasha Finder was working at a music festival in central Washington state when a gunman killed two people, part of a weekend of deadly shootings.
My heart was racing. I mean, I was just kind of scared because, like, what's going on?
Talks with a Chinese diplomat with Secretary of State Blinken have just ended. Former National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster on Face the Nation.
Let's have also diplomacy with countries that might be sitting on the fence to say, hey, your choice really at this moment is not between Washington and Beijing. It's between sovereignty and servitude.
CBS News Brief. I'm Matt Piper.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trygve Olson has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripescast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Direct from the Dairy State, it's Sharp Cheddar Weekends, a 3-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joe Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. You can enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn thing. Sharp Cheddar Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media station or on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
The issue with Milwaukee schools, just not enough high-quality schools.
Weekdays 11 to 2.
You can talk about everything else. You can talk about the funding. You can talk about school choice and for it or against it. But there's not enough Hope Christian schools. There's not enough St. Marcus schools. There's not enough Kings. There's not enough Reagans.
And until we fix that,
Milwaukee public schools really isn't going to change.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. The law firm of Gingras, Thompson & Wachs has a track record of making life-changing, positive differences for their clients. $5.25 million to a woman who suffered brain injuries and her husband passed away when struck by a drunk driver. $1 million to three different individuals injured by drunk drivers. $1 million settlement to a man injured in a motorcycle accident. Call Gingras, Thompson & Wachs, 855-954-1186.
All in two ways, Gingras, Thompson & Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olson has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
Lows level off around 55 overnight under partly cloudy skies. Easterly winds around 5 miles an hour. Highs level off around 82 tomorrow. Sunny skies and calm. Clear skies and quiet again tomorrow night. Lows level off around 57. Ample sunshine expected Tuesday with daytime highs approaching 82. 84 Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 55 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. Mondays 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram on 540 AM WAUK.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
You're listening to The Shaw. WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha. And always streaming on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olson has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you. The law firm of Gingras Thompson & Walks has a track record of making life-changing positive differences for their clients. $5.25 million to a woman who suffered brain injuries and her husband passed away when struck by a drunk driver. $1 million to three different individuals injured by drunk drivers. $1 million settlement to a man injured in a motorcycle accident. Call Gingras Thompson & Walks, 855-954-1186. Saturdays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 22 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you're someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all. The gift of life. MatchingDonors.com.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org, brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
You came across someone struggling with hunger. How would you recognize them? Would you notice a 16-year-old boy who got his first job,
not for extra spending money, but to help feed his little sisters?
Or a mother who's in between jobs and sometimes goes to bed hungry so her kids can have dinner? I am the one in eight Americans who struggle with hunger. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Look through your children's eyes to see the true magic of a forest. It's a storybook world for them. You look and see a tree. They see the wrinkled face of a wizard with arms outstretched to the sky. They see treasure in pebbles. They see a windy path that could lead to adventure. And they see you, their fearless guide through this fascinating world.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Tired of low or no connectivity? Do you live in BTN, Bug Tussle Nowhere? We want to talk to you. Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet to the places others don't. No contracts, no data caps, truly unlimited internet. Call 877-227-0924.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. Thousands of pounds of pork sausage are being recalled. Pete Schwabe has more information.
Yesterday, the U.S. Department of Agriculture said Johnsonville LLC of Sheboygan Falls is recalling 42,000 pounds of Better with Cheddar smoked pork sausage links. The USDA wants people to be on the lookout for any 14-ounce packages that have a Best Buy date of July 11, 2023. The problem was discovered when a customer complained about finding strands of black plastic fibers in the product. So far, no one has reported illness or injury.
Arnold Strawberries in Rudolph will open on Monday, June 19th. You can pick your own strawberries starting at 6:30 a.m. If you pick them yourself, the price is $15 per 5-quart ice cream pail. The season generally lasts about 3 weeks. You can order pre-picked berries by calling the farm at 715-435-3322. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy skies overnight with a low of 59. Winds out of the east, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tomorrow, slight chance for scattered thunderstorms, highs around 85. Lows around 58 tomorrow night. Dry with temperatures a bit above average Tuesday and Wednesday, and highs from the mid-80s to the upper 80s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 67.
About the size of a few grains of sand could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you.
But it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hello? I'm a Marine.
No matter how you served.
My buddies from the Army are all gone now. I'm really alone.
No matter what you're going through.
I keep getting calls about the bills, and I'm trying to get a job. I feel so stuck.
We are here for you. If you or a veteran in your life is experiencing thoughts of suicide, dial 988, then press 1 to reach the Veterans Crisis Line.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
UPUS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA life insurance.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by Adopt US Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the gravedigger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where it's always a standing room only? You ain't going to find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't going to find that in Minnesota, standing room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, out come ticket.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football fans. Fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Brock.
We think it has to do with changing levels of hormones. So it's not so much about just losing the hormones, but our ovaries are kind of sputtering as we're getting older. And sometimes they're just like, you know, here's a lot of estrogen. Now you get no estrogen.
Now I'm just going to have this vision of my ovaries yelling at each other.
Ethel!
It's your
Ethel,
turn.
Calm down.
What are you doing over there?
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
The idea that they're going to basically take this once-in-a-lifetime surplus, they're going to just throw that money away as a giveaway to the wealthiest corporations and individuals.
One of the best jokes I heard last Christmas was, let your kids believe in Santa Claus. There's grown men out there who still believe in trickle-down economics.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
You're listening to The Sean.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Local radio for your community. Civic Media broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin. Your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected on the Civic Media Network, civicmedia.us. The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup starting at 6 AM. Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us. Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app. Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup. Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else. The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
Oh, now wait until you pull up to the stop and go light. But when you do, go ahead and save the Civic Media station to one of your presets. The Cripescast with me, Charlie Behrens, and also on the Civic Media app. Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Cripescast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
Unthawed or thawed? These are the questions the Cripescast will cover every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Can you just pull them brats out of the freezer? That'd be fantastic. Hey, folks, keep her moving to Civic Media every Saturday and Sunday at noon for the Cripescast with me, Charlie Behrens.
We've been out here all day. You've had 5 or 6 beers and only one fish.
The Cripescast with me, Charlie Behrens. And I'll tell you what, it's more fun than tipping cows. And actually, you shouldn't really tip the cows, okay? They don't tip as easy as they think, and they might kick you in the... Never mind. The Cripescast with me, Charlie Behrens, Saturdays and Sundays at noon on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
All right, who's ready to eat? We got brats for dinner, marshmallows for dessert.
Great to listen to while having a Lineys and grilling some Sheboygan brats. The Cripescast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media, and don't forget the Civic Media app. Oh my gosh, it's more fun than a big block of Colby or cheddar. The Cripescast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olson has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
What is the grand prize? Is it a fabulous cash prize?
You definitely get to take home the cheese. I know that.
I hope so. Humans aren't necessarily logical creatures. Maybe it is.
Thrill-seeking.
It's the thrill of the cheese and the bragging rights.
The first person across the line wins and gets to keep the cheese.
And that's it.
And I think that's it.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
I've been a tireless public servant for over a decade. Before that, worked nearly 6 years on Wall Street. I'm an economist, a lawyer, and somebody who cares deeply about whether or not what our politicians are doing make each of our lives better. Come tune in to The Maggie Dawn Show, where those who know want to go.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Mondays through Thursdays at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Know anybody who's been an economist, a lawyer on Wall Street, but is from just down the street? Worked in the public sector for over a decade? Won a rugby national championship and played in Carnegie Hall? Well, I do. It's me. Come tune in to The Maggie Dawn Show, where those who know want to go.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Mondays through Thursdays at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Do you get sick of the news? Wonder what it's all about and why it matters to you? Tired of the talking heads? Want to move beyond talking points? For those that want to know, there's only one place to go, and that's The Maggie Dawn Show. Come listen to a pragmatist that gets beyond the politics.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Mondays through Thursdays at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hello? I'm a Marine.
No matter how you served.
My buddies from the Army are all gone now. I'm really alone.
No matter what you're going through.
I keep getting calls about the bills, and I'm trying to get a job. I feel so stuck.
We are here for you. If you or a veteran in your life is experiencing thoughts of suicide, dial 988, then press 1 to reach the Veterans Crisis Line.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the grave digger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where it's always a standard room only? You ain't going to find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't going to find that in Minnesota, standing room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, I'll come ticket.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football fans. Fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Brock.
We think it has to do with changing levels of hormones. So it's not so much about just losing the hormones, but our ovaries are kind of sputtering as we're getting older. And sometimes they're just like, you know, here's a lot of estrogen. Now you get no estrogen.
Now I'm just going to have this vision of my ovaries yelling at each other.
Ethel!
It's your
Ethel,
turn.
Calm down.
What are you doing over there?
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
The idea that they're going to basically take this once-in-a-lifetime surplus, they're going to just throw that money away as a giveaway to the wealthiest corporations and individuals.
One of the best jokes I heard last Christmas was, let your kids believe in Santa Claus. There's grown men out there who still believe in trickle-down economics.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Local radio for your community. Civic Media broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin.
We'll be right back.
Hometown Radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected on the Civic Media Network, civicmedia.us. Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts, Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and we dedicate a lot of our time to going as fast as possible. My Grandpa Lou is the reason why my dad and I started racing, and I'm really proud to follow in his tracks. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. I've learned a lot on this journey with my Grandpa Lou, and the memories of my grandpa will always be with me. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently, experiencing problems with their memory, or having trouble with routine tasks. Talking about Alzheimer's can be really tough, but if you notice something, have a conversation with your loved one. Encourage them to see a doctor or offer to go with them. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services, make a plan for the future, and access available treatments. The Alzheimer's Association provides care, support, and research to help you take control of the situation with your family and manage the disease together. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's WFHR, Association
and the Wisconsin Ad Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE broadcast. Casting at 97.5 FM.